WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state budget battle rages on. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells a Milwaukee radio station that Republicans will introduce a bill to cut state income taxes. Governor Evers used his line item veto to introduce a bill to cut state income taxes, and Governor Evers used his line item veto to strike tax cuts for Wisconsin's highest earners. Voss also says the University of Wisconsin system won't get $32 million for workforce programs unless campus diversity offices are closed. Those are just a couple of the items lawmakers and governors will hash out in the weeks to come, Pete Schwabe reports.
His budget vetoes to take a second look at some of the state's priorities. In particular, he says the $15 million he put back into subsidized child care centers isn't nearly enough.
Well, no, absolutely not. I mean, that's a pittance. Our proposal in this budget, I think it was $300 million. That $15 million will not do it, not even close.
Republicans warn that property taxes will go up because of Evers' line item veto that lets school districts increase spending for inflation for the next 400 years. Representative Mark Bourne is co-chair of the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee.
Who knows what it's going to look like 100, 200 years from now. This veto is just really a silly gimmick by this governor.
Bourne spoke with Channel 58 in Milwaukee. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Newly approved vaccines should help reduce the severity of a respiratory virus known as RSV this winter. Mark Moran has more.
Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a leading cause of hospitalization for infants in the U.S. It is estimated to cause around 10,000 deaths annually in Americans age 65 and older. Flu and COVID have safe and effective vaccines, but until now, RSV did not. Dr. Patricia Winokur at the University of Iowa led a vaccine trial and found it helpful at both ends of the age spectrum, but also for pregnant women and their babies.
What they found is they could prevent disease in the babies for 90% of the time for 3 months. And then if you followed them for 6 months, they were about 80% protected.
This clinical trial was conducted among 37,000 adults age 60 and older nationwide. I'm Mark Moran.
Two 18-year-olds are under arrest after a fatal shooting after Milwaukee's fireworks show Monday night. It's not clear how they're connected. A 15-year-old boy was shot to death. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Good afternoon for Civic Media News. I'm Jimmy Cuska. After months of what he called targeted harassment, Amory Police Chief Steve Heinzel turned in his resignation. Heinzel said that he felt working conditions were intolerable. Social media posts critical of Amory's police department have added up to tens and even hundreds of thousands of views. The city council voted unanimously last night to begin searching for a new police chief. The village of Lake Halley has passed ordinances aimed at curbing panhandling and people living in their vehicles. The village board unanimously passed the measures, which Police Chief Ed Oregon came after complaints from businesses along Commercial Boulevard. Oregon added that first offenders would be given a warning. And drought conditions in Wisconsin remain about the same in the latest drought monitor, which isn't taking into account the rain that has fallen since Tuesday morning. Nearly the entire state, almost 93% of it, is experiencing some form of drought, with the worst of it in southern Wisconsin and far northern Wisconsin. There is also severe drought in parts of the state. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers tie the series 2 games apiece. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers finished out their 4-game series, 2 games apiece, with a 6-5 win this afternoon here at American Family Field. In the bottom of the fifth, the Brewers' Joey Weimer, with a 2-out single to left, drove in a run, his 31st RBI of the season. That tied it at 1 apiece. Up next, Christian Yelich, a home run off the top of the wall in left, a 3-run homer. That made it 4-1 Milwaukee. In the seventh, Willie Adames sacked fly, brought in Yelich. Yelich, making it 5-3 Brewers. Starter Freddie Peralta threw 104 pitches in 5 1/3 innings, giving up 3 runs, including a 2-run homer to Chicago's Cody Bellinger. Back to the top of the eighth, the Cubs' Yan Gomez made it interesting. He hit a homer to left off of the Brewers' J.C. Mejia, scoring 2 for Chicago. That tied it at 5 apiece. In the bottom of the eighth, the Brewers' catcher Victor Carantini responded with a solo home run shot to right, 404 feet, and that was the final. Milwaukee 6, Chicago 5. Tomorrow night, the Brewers host the Reds for a 3-game weekend series before the All-Star break. Game time at 7:10. NBA free agency continues. Still no word on where the 76ers' James Harden is headed next. The Trailblazers' Damian Lillard wants out of Portland. He wants to be traded to the Miami Heat. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin was here at the Brewers game to throw out the first pitch the other night. I asked him why he wants to coach the Bucks summer league team in Las Vegas.
One, you know, it's a new voice, obviously, and new players and new coaching staff. I just wanted to make sure that we're all on the same page, and you know, it's kind of give me a chance to kind of reinforce, the culture and the style of play that I want to bring. And I thought it would be great for us to, you know, use this time to bond and get to know each other.
That's the Bucks' new head coach, Adrian Griffin. Again, the final 6-5, Brewers over the Cubs at American Family Field. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Is it still a Yacht Rock Thursday happy hour if Dom's left and gone to Yacht Rock without us, folks? I don't think it is. I think we'll move on to normal old rock and roll. Less yacht, more rock. You know, work with me on this one, Ebone. You know, dealer's choice this hour.
I've got you. Yeah, yeah.
And we've got some Brewers tickets to give away this weekend. Saturday game. I got to look up which game it is. I'll get to that eventually. But here is the arbitrary way we're going to give away some Brewers tickets. I don't know if you've heard, but there's some sad news out of Washington, D.C. Marjorie Taylor Greene has been booted from the Freedom Caucus. I mean, talk about politics not being fair. That is not fair, some would say. So anyways, here's my question for you, our fair audience, and the answer to be given at 844-967-2789. If you want some Brewers tickets, tell our boy Ebone. He lightly screens. But I want to know, what did MTG do to get thrown out? What do you got to do to get thrown out of the Freedom Caucus? I mean, I suspect she might have brought a bad meth recipe to the party. Gideon Rubin reporting over at the Raw Story Plus. No longer right-wing enough. Marjorie Taylor Greene ridiculed after being booted from the Freedom Caucus. Apparently the Freedom Caucus, they met and they booted her. Reports that Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene was voted out of the ultra-conservative Freedom Caucus sent Twitter a buzz Thursday. Politico reported the far-right congresswoman was voted out of the caucus last month, citing Andy Harris, a Freedom Caucus member who told the outlet a combination of factors led to Green's ouster. I want to hear your speculation, though. Again, 844-967-2789. How did old three-toe MTG get thrown out of the Freedom Caucus? What'd you do, Marjorie? He noted her backing for the debt limit deal, her ongoing support for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and an exchange with fellow Freedom Caucus member Lauren Boebert, in which Green reportedly called the Colorado Congresswoman a little bitch. I've used that turn of phrase as well once or twice in my career. Harris didn't indicate whether he voted to expel Green, but called her expulsion an appropriate action. Twitter agreed. Getting kicked out of the Freedom Caucus for lack of decorum is like getting kicked out of the crack house for having too much crack, Attorney Don Lewis tweeted. Well done, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well done. There are some other responses here, but I'd rather hear yours. What did Marjorie Taylor Greene do to get thrown out of the esteemed Freedom Caucus? Jim from Appleton, welcome to the show, Jim. What do you got for us?
I just want to go back to Foxconn for just a second.
Let's do so.
We should put a billboard at each end of that campus saying, this is the Foxconn campus. Republicans spending your money well.
You know, there's some billboards down there, some digital billboards I was just looking at recently. You know, we want to promote the fact that down in Robin Voss's district, A, we've got a shiny new, well, it's not brand new, it's 97 years on the air, but a shiny new civic media news talk station, WRJN. And that station's going to have some fine sports. And, of course, the Devil's Advocates. We're playing out there right now. But the sports include the Packers, the Badgers, the Bucks, and the Brewers in 2024. I could not be more excited about the sports lineup. And we're nearing completion on rolling out the high school sports on Friday night as well, Jim. So there's lots of reasons to, you know, advertise what's going on in, let's say, Robin Voss's backyard. There are some digital billboards out there that we've looked at. But I would probably be more likely to brag about WRJN or the sports or the exploits of this fine radio network. You know, Robin Voss, he's got to win his own reelective campaign. He's got to survive his own bad decisions, his own bad governance. But, you know, billboards holding him accountable in his district, it might be a good start, Jim. 844-967-2789. We're going to have to pass the hat or something. Dean from Chippewa Falls, hopefully listening on the Tap 93.5. Welcome, Dean.
How you doing there, Crudy? No, I'm listening on the app.
Oh, awesome. What do you got for us?
Yeah. Well, why Marjorie Taylor Greene got kicked off the Freedom Caucus, I think she dropped her contribution to the fueled orgy in the White House the other day.
You think she was the bearer of the cocaine?
You never know.
Now, was she bringing it there to plant it near the Biden Oval Office, or, you know, personal use kind of stuff, Dean?
That would have been my guess. Yeah, she's just a plant.
Dean, appreciate your contribution.
Okay, Crudy, you have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. 844-967-2789. I feel like I know Dean, but I don't know Dean. But if you're a listener of the Devil's Advocates, you can be a friend. You can join us. Become a regular around here. We are going to give away some Brewers tickets for this Saturday's game at American Family Field. Brewers came off a semi-successful series against the Cubs. They beat the Cubs today, 6-5. Fred from Cottage Grove, you're next on the party line, 844-96-PARTY. Fred, welcome. What do you got for us?
I've got the answer, but I don't think I can use the tickets for Saturday now.
Well, I can use the clever. I can use the help, so give me your take. What did Marjorie Taylor Greene do to get thrown out of the Freedom Caucus?
Her and Boebert got into a pissing match, and Boebert and called her a bitch.
That's the real reason. I'm looking for the speculative reason.
The speculative?
Fred, sounds like you got your own kitchen cabinet going on in there.
Yeah, really. Now we're getting ready for the concert on the square too, but now just listening to you guys on the app, always listening there.
Well, Fred, appreciate you doing so. Obviously, you're being pulled in a few different directions. I had read the reporting that apparently Marjorie Three-Toe Green, Marjorie Taylor Green, had called her colleague, her fellow congressperson, a little bitch. That'd be Lorraine Boebert. Boebert? What's her real name? I don't know. Lorraine. I see her political opponent, her Democratic opponent, the declared candidate that wants to win that Colorado seat away from Boebert, raised $2.6 million. That's not a bad start. 844-967-2789. I want to come back to a little article we started last hour. Ron DeSantis and the insecure men who might support him. Pardon me. Philip Bump over at the Washington Post. I'm going to read a little of this and perhaps your contributions. There are three obvious reasons that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's presidential campaign promoted an aggressively anti-LGBTQ plus ad on social media last week. The first is that DeSantis is not making any headway in his efforts to overtake the Republican frontrunner. That's Donald Trump, if you're unaware. In part, this is because DeSantis is competing with Trump for the former president's base of support on terrain that is continually being defined by Trump. DeSantis' team undoubtedly pushed out the self-consciously controversial ad, knowing it might earn him some much-needed attention. Attention in which he could talk about how Trump was unacceptably welcoming of LGBTQ people. He would never be welcoming of any sort of people. In this regard, the ad has been a success. When Morning Joe was outraged about your content, a Republican presidential campaign considers it mission accomplished. Each time it's embedded in an article with a news outlet expressing condemnation, two DeSantis staffers high five. Then there's the second reason. The ad is replete not just with cherry-picked examples of Trump attempting to appeal to LGBTQ voters, ignoring, for example, Trump's angry efforts to block transgender people from serving in the military, but with esoteric iconography popular with the on-light right-wing fringe. Those clips of Christian Bale, we talked about this before, from American Psycho, playing serial killer Patrick Bateman, it's meant to appeal to reactionary dudes who's adopted Bale's character as a not entirely ironic role model. Again, the character is a serial killer, if you're unaware, with the movie American Psycho. In other words, there is a sense in which it is just basic demographic marketing, such as McDonald's using the latest Pixar characters in their Happy Meals. The goal is to present DeSantis is aligned with that verbose community and that they will commend him and share his message. Isn't that kind of what the Proud Boys did for Donald Trump once upon a time? More from the author, Philip Bump, here at the Post. But of course, there is another sense. I've read this before, but I'm going to be redundant. But of course, there is another sense in which the Bateman character and other similarly self-conscious manifestations of masculinity seen in the video should be understood. It is an appeal not just to the memes popular with that online audience, but to the insecurity that leads to the embrace of characters such as Bateman. Trump has continuously leveraged white anxiety during his time in politics. DeSantis is appealing to male insecurity. We'll come back. Got more thoughts from this article, more of your contributions. We're going to give away some Brewers tickets this hour. Going to take your phone calls right here. 844.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology. It starts with good genetics, and Rank Seed evaluates more than 80,000 data points of breeding material. By planting plots throughout the Midwest and Great Plains, we expose our genetics to a wide range of environments, which helps us select the best varieties. We then utilize the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our customers. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Weather brought to you by Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Bring your friends and family this week and enjoy these great movies. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Cocaine Bear, and the Super Mario Brothers. Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Learn more at AmoryTheater.com. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies tonight with a low of 50. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 78. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55. Cloudy skies expected. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning warmer Sunday with highs in the low 80s and scattered showers possible. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 70.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK. WMDX.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, giving away a pair of Milwaukee Brewers tickets for this Saturday. 3:10 first pitch, Cincinnati Reds come to Milwaukee, courtesy of our flagship Brewer station, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support. Going up there very soon, EAA coming in later in July, the 24th through the 28th, Civic Media. The Mayor and Mino going to be broadcasting live each and every morning from the EAA. Hope you join us there. I'm going to be up there at least one day. I like Oshkosh, like a lot of these fine cities that we find ourselves broadcasting in each and every day. I want to get back to this Ron DeSantis trying to appeal to the insecure men set. And also taking your calls, if you want to win those Brewers tickets, tell Ebone when he lightly screens you at 844-967-2789. But your rampant speculation encouraged. What got Marjorie Taylor Greene thrown out of the Freedom Caucus? Apparently they voted to expel their own member. She ain't back Wano crazy enough for him anymore.
Yeah. The insurrection was not armed. That's the problem. Her and Bannon, they couldn't pull it off. So, you know, she's out. It's official. She's gone.
Well, if you've got a speculation of your own, like to hear it here, you know, especially the entertaining sort, you know, good conspiracy theories welcome at 844-967-2789. You're competing for a pair of Brewers tickets, and they're good seats. Cincinnati Reds coming to town. Anyways, I read, again, from the Washington Post. So this is what DeSantis is trying to tap into and what he's defending. There is another version of America possible this ad offers, one in which real men get to do real men things, you know, like be gladiators or, it seems, mass murderers. Enough with the treating LGBTQ people as worthy of inclusion in society. Let's instead return to primacy, to real alpha men. Please like and share. It's not clear how much cynicism we should read into the ad. Again, DeSantis rolling out this very anti-gay ad. Any more than it's clear how much cynicism we should read into DeSantis's, easy for me to say, broader adoption of fringe right politics over the past 2 years. But this, too, is the theme of modern politics. the distinction between the person who uses antagonistic rhetoric as a tool and the person who uses it out of a sincere belief is unimportant to the targets of the antagonism. There is a useful quote that captures that sentiment. In 2018, a candidate for office declined to say his opponent was racist. Instead, he said, "The racist believe he's a racist." You know who that candidate was? Democrat Andrew Gillum, talking about his opponent in the gubernatorial contest, a guy named Ron DeSantis. Perhaps you've heard of him. He's from Florida. 844-967-2789. Your chance to win some Brewers tickets. Speculate on why Marjorie Taylor Greene got thrown out of the caucus. Or perhaps an early Friday grievance. Mine is Dom's yacht rocking while the rest of us are doing a little radio show here. Tom from L.A., welcome back. Tom, what do you got for us?
Well, first, Critty, we the people ultimately are the government, so we must never forget that. But we do need to get money out of politics to restore it back to us. Second, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene.
What'd she do? You
know, who knows? Maybe one of them are sleeping with the other one's spouse since the one got divorced and all that. I'm just, you know, throwing something out there. I don't know for sure, but you never know. You know, when it comes to, you know, what's going on with these women, these particular women, they definitely spout the family values, but maybe when Boebert got divorced, maybe Marjorie picked up and started hitting on her husband. Who knows?
You think there's some coveting also, of the neighbor's bumpkin spouse going on, Tom?
Yeah, the neighbor's wife or neighbor's goods. Yeah, possibly. You never know. Anybody else got any other suggestions? I'd love to hear them. But also, Crudy, I think that Ron DeSantis is the most closeted case I think I've ever met. He's got more homoerotic stuff on his commercials and all of this, along with the old Tucker, which really and truly we don't want them in our group of gay men. So I wish that they would take their homoerotic and semi-porn things. I guess they haven't gotten the note yet that, you know, most gay men are visually stimulated and like actually the look of gladiators and other, you know, men shirtless and what have you. Just like straight men are very stimulated by the female body. So I don't know what he's doing. But first he brings up a whole thing about don't say gay. So, of course, everyone's going to say, well, what's gay? So, therefore, he brought up the whole conversation. And now he's putting homoerotic type ads up that, you know, hey, this dude is a closet case as far as he's a pumpkin head, first off, but he's a closet case as far as I'm concerned.
What could it be this? Instead of trying to appeal to insecure men, could it be, Tom, that Ron DeSantis is trying to appeal to self-loathing, closeted gay men on the Republican side?
Well, I would say, yeah, that's what I think. I think any of these guys that are, you know, really into other guys' bodies and stuff and need to see all that, that they might want to check their orientation at the door and maybe not make fun of gay people because they themselves got three fingers pointing back at them when they're pointing a finger at somebody else. So for all you guys out there that are really, really insecure about your, you know, your sexuality, you might want to, you know, check out these Ron DeSantis ads or, you know.
Sorry, got to cut short. More Devils coming back.
So, for both of you who missed it, they had a great rollout on Twitter last week.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field.
A new rival and rift brewing on social media. Meta's new Threads platform launched last night. Twitter attorneys sending a cease and desist letter to Meta's head, Mark Zuckerberg, alleging it's violated intellectual property rights. Washington Post tech columnist Jeffrey Fowler says Threads resembles Twitter.
It is almost an exact clone of Twitter. There's even a little retweet button with the little circular arrows. The biggest difference is that Elon Musk is not the owner.
More than 30 million have signed on to Threads so far. The Biden administration expected to announce it's decided to send cluster munitions to Ukraine to help defend against Russian attacks. Could be part of the latest military aid package. Walt Nauta, the aide to former President Trump, appeared in court today, pleading not guilty to six charges connected to the special counsel's criminal case of Trump's handling of classified documents. Charges include conspiracy, obstructing, and making false statements. This is ABC News.
Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Drought conditions in the western part of the state remained about the same in the latest drought monitor, which doesn't take into account for the rain that has fallen since Tuesday morning. Nearly the entire state, about 93% of it, is experiencing some form of drought, with the worst of it in southern Wisconsin and in far northern Wisconsin in Douglas County. The village of Lake Halley has passed ordinances aimed at curbing panhandlers and people living in vehicles. The village board unanimously passed the measures, which Police Chief Ed Orgon said come after complaints from businesses along Commercial Boulevard. Orgon added that first offenders would be given a warning. And after months of what he called targeted harassment, Amory Police Chief Steve Heinzel turned in his resignation. Heinzel said that he felt working conditions were intolerable. Social media posts critical of Amory's police department have added up to tens and even hundreds of thousands of views. The city council voted unanimously last night to begin searching for a new police chief. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Hour one was Yacht Rock. We've moved on from that. Getting lots of text out on the new Civic Media app. Appreciate when you text us. Here is what the people are texting. Some are speculating. Some are requesting music. Here's one of the musical requests, because we told the audience we're moving on from the Yacht Rock. I suggest some Rush, Led Zeppelin, King Crimson, or maybe Joan Jett.
Man's got some taste. All right.
There are some people speculating on what got Marjorie Taylor Greene thrown out of the Freedom Caucus. And in fact, we're giving away some tickets for a clever take. Brewers tickets for this weekend, Saturday's game. American Family Field, Cincinnati Reds coming courtesy of our flagship, Brewers flagship, WISS 1100 AM. Here's more. Hi, Solo Crudy. Jimbo here. MTG got booted for leaving Don Jr.'s Coke at the White House.
Two. All right, we got two.
Now, that is not an entirely original thought. We do have a few, Jeff also speculating she left the blow in the West Wing. So that has been a common thought. Here's one. She was busted watching too much Hunter Biden porn.
Oh, God.
Oh, that'll get you thrown out at the Freedom Caucus.
They're just jealous.
Somebody's trying to get tickets from... No, you can't have the tickets in Idaho. You got to go to the game yourself. That's not how this is played. 844-967-2789. Drew from Marshall. Welcome, Drew. What do you got for us?
Hey, I got a theory. I think that Mrs. Grossman complained that Marjorie wasn't stepping up to be the bearer of her grandchildren. So Fitzy and Glenn got her kicked out because she was not properly family orientated. How's that?
Drew, you put some thought into this. That is a good conspiracy theory, my friend.
That's what you were going for, I thought.
That's exactly what I was going for, man. You want some Brewers tickets to the Cincinnati Reds game this Saturday, 3:10 first pitch?
I would, yes.
Well, you stick around. I'm going to have my man E-Bone take your information, and we'll get you a pair of tickets transferred electronically, courtesy of our flagship WISS 1100 AM and 98.3 FM. And also WRCE radio from the center. Play the Brewers out in the southwestern corner of the state as well on that station. Let's see who's next. I think it's Joe from Madison. Joe, welcome. What do you got for us?
Oh, let's just widen this conspiracy even more. People have had some nice tips on that. I think it could be Don Jr.'s blow that was left there. And I think that would make a very interesting kind of murder mystery thing happening. She got in the middle of that. Was she supposed to leave it there? Was she supposed to leave it somewhere else? Did she somehow mess up an entrapment that was happening against Hunter Biden? Is that why they're all mad at her?
She was like G. Gordon Liddy. She was there to plant some evidence against Hunter outside the Oval Office. And then she blew it.
What do you think?
She got caught at the Watergate, and now she's been exiled from the Freedom Caucus.
Oh, it's only just the first that she's been exiled from the Freedom Caucus. All of a sudden, there'll be this unfortunate accident somewhere. You know how this goes, right? You know, a little something-something.
You think she's going to fall down the speaker's stairs or something? You know, he's got his own balcony out there, and I've heard they're kind of chummy, her and the speaker. Do you think she'll end up on the granite stairs below?
We need to continue this series, so clearly something is afoot. The little bitch just isn't enough to get this going. The blow in the White House is really that's the tip off. Somebody did a plant, and she's the logical one. And I just don't think her troubles are over. A lot of slippery surfaces in the Capitol building. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Joe, appreciate your conspiracy theory. We'll take yours. Now, we gave away a pair of Brewers tickets, but I got another pair. I could give them today if I got another really good theory and someone was looking for a pair of Brewers tickets against the Cincinnati Reds this Saturday. 3:10 first pitch. Did I mention that? 844-967-2789. Here's the game you got to play along with. Well, you can give us your political hot takes, but we're also taking your rampant speculation. What got Marjorie Taylor Greene exiled from the Freedom Caucus? What could you possibly do that's, unacceptable conduct amongst the Freedom Caucus members? That's what we want to hear from you, our fair audience. Again, 844-967-2789. Might have a extra pair of Brewer tickets. We'll see if we give them away today. Dick from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
I think it has something to do with, first of all, I think she's admitted, like Santos, she isn't really who she really is, that she's actually Barney Rubble, and that might be what it is.
Do you think she stepped on somebody's toes trying to become the Grand Poobah?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it is. I'm not sure.
She definitely has the boxy feature. She's more Bam Bam than Pebbles.
Yeah, and if you put her in that, you know, that type of outfit that the Flintstones wore, I can totally see it.
Well, now I know how he got the name of Bam Bam.
Now, the Santas, though, one real quick thing, Kurt. The Santas and Lindsey Graham, do you not think they have some real similarities, too?
You tell me why you think they're similar.
Well, I think because they're both, I don't know.
Wise.
I won't go there.
Because they both serve in their government?
They both have they kind of seem to say something about the big guy, and then they always walk it back. Have you noticed that?
I guess I prefer you go in that direction than where I thought you were going, Dick. But
good save.
Thanks for walking me back off that ledge. 844-967-2789. Yes, there's no real courage that I've seen demonstrated from the Republican Party. Because to have courage in the Republican Party gets you exiled from the Republican Party. And I would look at the example of Liz Cheney more so than the exiling from the Freedom Caucus of Marjorie Taylor Greene. That seems to be something different, if you know what I mean. In fact, we're taking your rampant speculation. There could even be a pair of Brewers tickets in it for you. I got one more pair to give. 844-967-2789. Ben from Verona. Welcome, Ben. What do you got for us?
Well, you guys, I was just wondering, maybe do you think the connection could be with Kermit's birthday from McDonald's?
What? Tie it all together for me. I don't have that beautiful of mind. The Grimace Shake? What are we talking about here, Ben?
Yeah, you know, the Grimace Shake, the birthday, the connection of Grimace and Miss Taylor Greene.
You know,
Physically and emotionally, perhaps.
You know, Ben, I recently found myself in an out-of-state marijuana dispensary, you know, doing what comes naturally, and I was unaware of the Grimace Shake, but the stoner a few ahead of me in the line was bragging and ranting about, oh, man, I can't wait to get done here. I'm going to get a Grimace Shake. Are they good, Ben? Would you recommend the Grimace Shakes?
It depends how much time you spend or how much money you spend at the dispensary before you go.
Direct correlation, yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Grimace, do you remember the characters from McDonald's? And Ben, I tell you what, buddy, I'm gonna reminisce and give you some Brewers tickets for this Saturday against the Cincinnati Reds. So stick around for those. But do you remember the whole cast of characters? Grimace, and then there was like the Hamburglar, and there was Mayor McCheese. Yeah. I mean, they had all these characters, and at Easttown Mall in Madison, they had the animation, I feel like. They had the characters out in front of the in-mall restaurant. And I don't recall if it was like Chuck E. Cheese, like if they did a little dance. But I kind of feel like they had the big stuffed characters out front, sort of taxidermy style.
Yeah, there was a whole storyline, too.
Truly incredible. I do remember the cast, but I had no idea such awesomeness existed.
I suspect there's some children in the Greater Madison area that might have PTSD. You know, I mean, they were somewhat scary characters, all things considered. And there was always the specter of that little robber-looking guy in his jail outfit stealing your burger at any given time. Ben, stick around. E-Bone's going to get you your tickets. He needs to get a little bit of information from you. So, want to thank our flagship station, WISS 1100 AM, again, providing free PNC club seats to our fair audience. I mean, this is a damn good deal. So, A, please give us a listen on the 1100 AM. That's where the Brewers play out on the Civic Media. They also play out on WRCE. That's our Radio from the Center, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. And can't wait until next year, because on WRJN, Southern Milwaukee Metro, going to have them in Racine. Brewers coming on board in Racine for 2024. That is going to be a sports powerhouse. And of course, the Racine Kenosha home of the Devil's Advocates radio show. You know you're listening right now. Hopefully you love us. We're going to move away from the yacht rocking, but we are going to continue this hour with more of your phone calls. Done with the Brewers tickets, but we will have some fun with you at 844-967-2789. Been speculating a little bit. You don't have to play along any longer. I think we've about played it out, but we were having a little bit of fun, me and the audience, discussing, speculating, conspiracy theorizing over what it could be that got Marjorie Taylor Greene expelled from the Freedom Caucus, the esteemed Freedom Caucus. Anyways, you got any bright ideas? 844-967-2789. One of the texters says Marjorie Taylor Greene was guilty of not looking enough like Ivanka. The president apparently has an unnatural affection for his daughter. Maybe you've heard the stories. General Kelly used to tell a few. Here's another one. DeSantis and Lindsay are the same. They're both gay. I think that was the underlying implication some thought that Dick might be alluding to. That might be the case. I am not here to speculate. I just think they're both bad at what they do. And they both govern for a living. And they're Republicans, of course. What else we got here? Marjorie Taylor Three-Toe Green. Wait, I got to get to the rest here. Didn't bring the product to the latest Coke-fueled orgy for some reason.
She left it on the table. Look at that.
Remember when that young Madison Cawthorn character?
How could I forget?
A congressman from North Carolina. And he lost the support of the Freedom Caucus and many of his colleagues when he said the quiet part out loud. I've been invited to Coke-fueled Republican orgies. And I would wonder, you know, was the problem that A, he let the secret out of the bag, or B, he didn't tell his buddies up on the hill, hey, Jimmy's throwing a Coke-fueled orgy. You got to be there?
Next one's at my place, yeah.
Saturday night. You know, maybe you didn't bring the proper chips and dips. What does one bring to an orgy?
He'll be in the pink nighty.
Perhaps an 8-ball. Come back with us. Since they found the cocaine in the Biden White House, there's been lots of cocaine talk around here. It's kind of the joke of the day. I actually saw the Biden symbol today. And like the eye was a cocaine line. I thought it was kind of clever. Anyways, more Devils. We'll be back. Call us 844-96-PARTY.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hi, I'm Joey Erickson from Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, and here are some events that are coming up in our community.
The Deronda Lutheran Church is holding a multifamily garage sale on Wednesday, July 5th from 1 until 5 p.m. and Saturday, July 8th from 8 till noon. For more details, nuicparish.org. On July 10th, the Indian Head Barbershop Course meets at 7 p.m. at the Government Center on the northeast side of Highway I and Highway 46 in Balsam Lake. If you're a guy and you like to sing, you are welcome. Stop by Michael Park on Wednesday, July 12th, and listen to Sean and Ian Okamoto at 6 p.m. And July 13th through July 16th, it's the New Richmond Fun Fest. Stop on by for some food, beverages, and live music entertainment all of those days.
If you have an event you like us to tell others about, let me know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us and we'll tell the community all about it. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Weather brought to you by Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Bring your friends and family this week and enjoy these great movies. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Cocaine Bear, and the Super Mario Brothers. Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Learn more at amorytheater.com.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 50 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 78. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55. Overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 77. Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 82. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 71.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates. The fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Thursday happy hour. I'm glad we've moved on from the Yacht Rock. This one came Rush. A little Rush, that was a request on the text line. So playing that one for somebody in the audience. Tomorrow, me and my little buddy Dominic, we're going on the road, Title Town. We're going to bring Dr. Harvey K. to WGBW in Green Bay, 97.9. We're going to interview Harvey, I believe, at 4:30 until 5 o'clock. And then we've got John Mino, who's something of a Fox Valley legend, and former Milwaukee Mayor Jim Schmidt. They're going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about their big show. Mino and the Mayor plays out across the Fox Valley on WGBW and WISS. And I want to bring this up for the audience. We started the day talking about Tony Evers trolling the Republicans. His campaign tweeted out a little meme of Tony sipping tea, if you will. Well, you know who else is trolling? President Joe Biden. He's going to Marjorie Taylor Greene's district to showcase Bidenomics. Here's a little of the coverage at thehill.com. President Biden said today that he's heading to Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene's district in Georgia to tout investments in manufacturing and his economic agenda. Now, they've got some quotes here. I believe we've got the sound of the president, don't we, E-Bone? You did the work. I'm taking the credit. Let's play it out for the audience. President Joe Biden, he was speaking today from South Carolina. He's going to Georgia next. Play cut one.
When you build from the middle out and the bottom up, everybody does well. The wealthy still do very well. But that trickle-down economy, not a whole lot dropped in my dad's kitchen table growing up.
More from President Joe Biden in South Carolina. Cut number two, please.
Our plan is working. And one of the things I'm proudest of is working everywhere, not just in the coast and big cities like previous recoveries. This time, investment is working and factories being built and jobs being created, happening in rural America, the heartland, all across America.
And the strangest thing is Wall Street is rooting against the American worker. Tomorrow, when they drop the jobs numbers, they're going to be massive. The early indications of the jobs report could be double the prediction. We could have a very robust jobs market, perhaps a 500,000 new hires. The unemployment, the number of jobs listed in the nation, falling to below 10 million, which is a pretty low threshold. Anyways... wait for that. You heard it here first. That'll be a big report hitting the American public, hitting the press in the morning. But Joe Biden on the road, talking about Bidenomics. The jobs are coming home. President Joe Biden's going to Georgia to stick it to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think we're at, are we at three or four? Cut number three, President Joe Biden. The jobs are coming home.
Jobs that used to go to Mexico, India, Romania, and China are now coming home to South Carolina. Now Enphase is partnering with Flex to make these parts here in South Carolina. And today, they're shipping their first microinverters made in America.
More from President Joe Biden. They're building factories, and they're expanding factories. Cut four.
Companies across the county, across the country, are expanding factories, building new ones, creating tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, most of which don't require a four-year degree.
One more from Joe Biden. These are all investments that the GOP voted against. Went down to red old South Carolina, going to Georgia next, going to the heart of Dixieland, the heart of the Republican South. And he's telling the truth. And it's got to sting a little bit, especially for Marjorie Taylor Greene coming to your house next. Cut number five, please. President Joe Biden.
Every Republican member of Congress voted against the Inflation Reduction Act. Everyone. Every Republican member of the House in this state voted to repeal the clean energy provisions of the Inflation Reduction Act. That attracted all these jobs.
One more quote I'll read on behalf of President Joe Biden. Since I took office, we've seen over 60 domestic manufacturing announcements all across the solar supply chain. One of the biggest is in Dalton, Georgia, the president said during remarks in South Carolina. You may find it hard to believe, but that's Marjorie Taylor Greene's district. I'll be there for the groundbreaking. Now, you got to believe that's got to be particularly galling to Marjorie Taylor Greene, and that I don't think she's a big believer in the renewable resources. Biden was visiting the company Flex LTD to tout $500 billion in investments that private companies have made in manufacturing and clean energy during his administration. Greene has emerged as one of Biden's top critics on Capitol Hill, and the president recently has been targeting Republican lawmakers who did not vote for his agenda, but have hailed new investments in their states. In South Carolina, Biden called out our buddy, we've been talking about him today, Senator Lindsey Graham, for supporting part of the agenda while still joining every GOP lawmaker in voting against the Inflation Reduction Act. It's always ironic. Republicans vote against, and then they try to take credit for. Lou from Cudahy. Do you find that ironic, Lou?
Here's what's ironic. Since Joe Biden ran up the inflation rate to over 9, now it's back down in the 8s, I think.
Oh, it's way below that, 25%, dude.
25% of the value of IRAs and 401ks have been erased. So people are going to need to go back to work. And what do you think about the 6 million illegals that have come across the border under his administration and the 124 people on the terrorist watch list who have now been captured? You happy about that? And by the way, that's not political theory. Those are actual facts.
Well, Lou, I will say this in regards to the 6 million number that you put out. We need those people here, Lou. We need the immigrants. We need the labor force. We need to continue to grow as a nation. We do not let a sufficient number of immigrants into our nation under our current policy. We live in an agrarian state, Lou. I know you're in Cudahy, buddy, but look outside. Look around the state. We're a dairy, labor-intensive farming state, right, buddy? You know that. I know that. Where do you think those workers come from? They often come from the Latin countries. They're often not of legal immigration status, Lou. When they do a day without Latinos in the state, the farming industry, they got to pour the milk down the drains, man, because there's not enough people to milk the cows, Lou. So, do I agree the stock market's up and down with the whims? Yes, that part is true. Do I blame Joe Biden for the 6 million immigrants? No, I wish as a nation we could come together and embrace those people, because we need the dues. We need the labor force. We need the workers, Lou. And you're going to see a big old jobs report tomorrow, and you're going to wonder, where the next round of American workers coming from, Lou? Because it ain't you, fella, right? It ain't you. Stick around. Raised in the Wisco, Maggie Dawn is next.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I-